Hello, I'm Nurse Ophelia. And as you know, the doctor who was my boss at the hospital used to fuck me. And no surprise, I had a baby. And he adopted my little daughter. Her name is Eleonora, but she's often called Ellie. I hadn't seen her for a long time. So when I got a call from her telling me that she and her dad were coming to the farm for a visit, I was excited. Excited to see my dear little Ellie again. But not so much her dad. If you recall, him and his friends all gang-fucked me and forced me to do things. Dirty, disgusting things with a dog and a horse. Dirty, naughty, disgusting things. You can listen to what happened in one of my older recordings if you're interested in just how dirty the doctor and his friends treated me. I suppose the best thing about them forcing me to fucking suck doggy cock and horse cock is that I no longer need to be forced. Also, my husband has made a couple of porn movies of me where the horse is cocking my cunt while I'm sucking a dog's dick. And we're going to sell them one day, too. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of men out there who like this sort of stuff, and we could make a fortune. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today, my dear little Ellie arrived with Dr. Dick. That's his real name, Dr. Peter Dick. And he is one, too. And I was surprised by how much he's grown. She's nearly as tall as me, and she has huge tits, just like her mom. So after hugs and small talk, we all had dinner together, and then we sat around the table afterwards, just chatting, you know. Her adopted dad told us that he had prescribed hormones for Ellie, and they had made her tits grow big. She was proud of her big tits. She said they were bigger than every other young girl in her class, even her teachers. And she said most of the girls in her class don't even have any tits yet. She said all the boys in her class were always bumping into her and rubbing up against her just to be able to cop a feel of her tits, especially some of the older boys in school. She was so proud of her big tits. Then she said, "Want to see them?" And my fucking pervert of her husband said, "Yes, please." So Ellie proceeded to take her shirt off, and then, when she unhooked her bra, those massive tits just sprang free. They were amazing. Nice and big and plump, but no hint of a sag from the mere weight of them. And her nipples were big, too, all nice and pink. They looked very suckable. And then she said, "Daddy loves them, and when he sucks on them, I get all wet down there between my legs." Uh-huh. Well, you could have heard a pin drop. It was so quiet. I was a little taken aback, and so I asked, "Your daddy sucks on them?" And Ellie said, "He sure does, and he also does what he calls tit-fucks them. I like that as well." I thought back a few years. The doctor and his friends were all fucking me around at that time, so maybe he is her real dad after all, and not just her adopted dad. That makes it real incest, and that's funking kinky. That makes my cunt wet. I love kinky sex. My husband asked if her daddy did anything else, and she said, "Of course he does." I looked at my husband, and his pants were tenting. He had a fucking boner. Looking at my daughter's big fat tits and talking about her dad tit-fucking them had given hubby a huge hard-on. Hubby asked, "What else does he do to you?" I could tell he was really interested. He was almost holding his breath in eager anticipation while he waited for her to answer him. "He fucks my cunt, and I love that. I'm on the pill so he can fill me up with his cum, and I love to suck his cock." Bingo! Hubby's cock just popped out about a foot inside his pants. I know the doctor is a filthy bastard. Him and his friends proved that with me. But fucking our very young daughter? That was so wrong. But it made me excited, and I couldn't help but start rubbing my snatch. My cunt was so wet, and I needed a cock really bad. Then her adopted dad spoke up. I suppose I should call him Peter and not Doctor all the time, he said. She's a horny little girl, just like her mom was, hubby added. Still is. I have some movies I took with Ophelia doing some kinky stuff. You're going to be interested in seeing those sometime. And Ellie said excitedly, yes, can I see them too? I want to know what Mommy does with them. Daddy says he wants me to be just like Mommy. Then, before I could say anything, hubby said, sure, I'll go get the disc and we can watch them now. And then, just like that, I was on the screen and it showed me naked and my husband had his cock in my mouth and he was fucking my face. I love it when he does that, especially when he gets really, really close and he starts pumping his hips harder against my face and then he grabs my hair and pulls me closer to his body, right up against his groin, and then he plows his big, fat, thick, long cock down my throat and holds my head still while he unloads his spunk down my throat. Those were the days. But I digress. Ellie said, I do that too. Daddy fucks my face too, just like that. Then the screen also showed me getting fucked doggy style with hubby's big cock pounding in and out of my wet fuck hole and getting my cunt cream pied as well as swallowing a load of spunk. Hubby always has lots and lots of jizz for me. Peter said, see, Ellie, I told you your mom was a slut. Then he turned to me and said, tell Ellie how you love getting gang banged. Remember that time down on the farm with the other doctors from work and how you loved having a cock in every hole? Tell her how you always wanted to be spit roasted and how your dream finally came true that day. How you had a cock in your cunt and one of your mouth and another one jacking off while he waited his turn at you. Ellie, you should have been there. That was really something to see. I just looked at Peter. He could be such an ass at times, even though he was a brilliant doctor. But really, what could I say? It was all true. Yes, Ellie, I love cock. I was, and still am, a cock-hungry cunt. And looks like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree either, if you know what I mean. My husband was horny and hard, and I knew he wanted to fuck, he said. Why not show Ellie what a spit roast is? And right away, Peter and Ellie both chimed in and said, what a great idea. Yes, Mommy. I just looked at them. Hubby with his hard cock, all eager to fuck. Peter, too. I could see his cock bulge. My head said no, but my cunt said yes. So I agreed, and soon everyone was naked. I still look good, even though I have birthed to Ellie. My tits are still big and don't sag much, and my ass is still big and firm, something for a man to grab onto while he's fucking me. My husband, Barry, stood up and went over to my daughter. He stood in front of her and offered her his cock and told her to suck his prick while I sucked Peter's and got it all hard and ready for my daughter's cunt. Barry was finger-fucking Ellie's gash as she sucked his prick and he said, fuck, she's soaking wet. Her young snatch is drenched. That's unusual for a girl so young. Then he turned to me and said, I think she's ready to get fucked. So I stopped sucking her father's prick and had her get down on her hands and knees. Barry resumed face-fucking her and her dad got behind her and I spread her fuckhole open and guided her daddy's dick into her cunt. I was finger-fucking my own snatch as I watched her dad's cock slide in and out of her tight, young fuck box. I was getting really horny, watching my daughter getting it from both ends, watching those big, hard cocks going in and out of her fucking suck holes. Barry said, I don't think I can last long. Her young mouth is about to drain my balls. I said, come in her mouth. Do it. The slut needs your jizz. I know Barry can come more than once, so a quick blowjob is a good way for him to get his first load off. I saw him grab Ellie's head and pull it tight to his groin as he shuddered and his nuts sat tightened and he spunked deep inside my little daughter's throat. I was so proud of Ellie for taking all of Hubby's big cock down her throat with just a little bit of gagging. And she swallowed all of his big load, too. Ellie said being spit roasted was great, but she wanted another cock to suck on. And Peter, being the filthy guy he is, said to Ellie, "Want to try a cunt instead of a cock?" Ellie said she was up for anything and looked at me and asked, "Is that okay, Mommy?" My cunt was soaking wet, my lips pouted and spread and needing urgent attention. "Of course it is, sweetheart." So I got in the 69 position with my daughter so I could also lick her cunt full of her dad's prick while he was fucking her and she could suck my snatch. Licking her cunt and also playing with Peter's balls soon had him coming and he emptied his balls deep inside her gash. As his cock softened and slipped from her cunt, so did a lot of his cum, which I promptly scarfed up and swallowed. Her young mouth sucking on my clit soon had my snatch coming. Suddenly, I saw my husband drive his hard meat into the cunt of my young daughter. Now that peener had finished and her fuckhole was empty, she stopped licking my gash once I'd come, and she started to moan, and she asked Peter, her dad, if she was allowed to come. I said, "Of course you can come." And she said sometimes her dad never lets her come. It was her punishment if she was naughty. She also said when she comes, she likes to say fuck words and would barely mind if she said dirty things. Mind? He's balls deep inside your preteen cunt. He'd mind if you didn't talk dirty. So say whatever you want, honey. "Please, Mary, fuck me harder. Drive your prick deep into my young cunt. Oh, 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 yeah, oh, God. My cunt needs to come so bad. I don't want to come on your prick, Daddy Barry. Please. I always come on Daddy's cock when he's paused deep inside me. And I love it when he calls me a cum dump slut and slaps my ass. Call me a cunt, a fucking whore, and slap my tiny ass. When you're ready, pull out of my cash and come in my mouth, Daddy. Please, Barry. Please, Daddy Barry. I need your cock so much, Daddy Barry. I love your cock. Please, Daddy Barry. Please. Oh, please. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, please make me come with your big, huge cock, Daddy Barry. Barry, always obedient, did as Ellie wanted. He fucked her cunt so fucking hard, I thought he'd break her fuck chute. His prick was pistoning into her snatch, and soon she was coming. Her dirty talk was turning me on, and I was finger fucking my cunt again. Then I heard a long, drawn out fuck. And then Ellie said, "I'm coming, I'm coming. My cunt is just squirting cunt juice all over your balls, Daddy Barry. Please come in my mouth, my cock-sucking dirty mouth." And when Barry took his meat from her sloppy fuck box, it was covered in her cunt cream. And as she sucked and licked it clean, he started to come in her mouth. I licked his balls and butt clean. We were tired out after all that fucking, so we decided to have a rest and resume our fucking tomorrow. As we were getting ready for bed, Barry said to Peter, "Ophelia told me about you having her fucking suck the dog's cocks and also fuck the horse, seeing you're here on the farm with your daughter. Have you thought about doing the same thing for Ellie?" Peter looked at Ellie and said, "What do you think?" And Ellie said, "If Mommy could do it, then so could she." I said, Mommy definitely does a suck and fuck the animals. I have more movies showing me sucking and fucking dogs than a horse. Wow, said Ellie. I want to see them. Please, Mommy, can I see them? And I said, tomorrow we can watch them. Tomorrow you'll see not only movies, but I'll suck some dog cock and show you how it's done. You might be too small to let a horse fuck your cunt, but you can suck some dog's cock and watch. A horse fucked Mommy's cunt. Would you like that, baby?